The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. If you pay me, I'll stop doing it.
I love that music. We can never change that.
No.
You know,
it works every time.
Even if our fans say to change it, we can't.
How dare you?
We can't change that. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Lynn.
Bev.
And together we are...
Mary.
Stuff.
Together we have are Mary?
We are Mary.
That's dangerous.
M-E-R-R-Y and M-A-R-Y.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We're here every Thursday morning at 8:30, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. And don't write in and say, what's a dial? It's a little round, turny thing. We have a guest today, and I think that she should be crowned the president of our Stuff fan club.
I like it.
Mary Hood. Ah! Too bad we didn't have that on your phone.
I did, but I don't have the time to look it up.
So this was a surprise.
It was a shocker.
Which just shows you how flexible we are.
I heard my name, and I was like... Who knows me out here?
We're flexible. flexible.
Okay.
Here we go. For our disclaimer, here it is.
Wait a minute, this is funnier.
I feel like I'm on drugs.
Yeah.
But I don't really know because I've never been on drugs.
Oh, you poor thing.
I can't say that I have. And she has another one.
On purpose.
So she's got a twofer today.
I vote for two.
I like number two. I like number two. You realize now she's played two of those. So she's loving it.
Was that My Wonderful Things? Was that what that
was? Yeah, It started out that way, and then I lost track of...
It started out that way, and then I lost track of... And you lost the
I should have been listening to it in the ears, and then I could have followed it along, but I didn't.
What's My Wonderful Thing?
Oh, Mary Poppins. Sound of Music.
That's what you were singing?
In the beginning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of went,
these are a few of my favorite things. Which reminds me of Que Sera. Or Que Sera.
Que Sera.
I say Que Sera. Because.
Well, you're you.
Well, it's because my family is Italian. So they would say Que Sera, which I don't even understand because maybe that's French.
But Que Sera is French, I think.
Yeah.
The R is. Pronounced a D.
Que serad?
Is that what you said?
Que sera.
Que sera.
Que sera. Que sera.
Do you roll your R's? I get in trouble because I don't roll my R's.
Because you're from another land.
I'm from the land of no R's.
She's from
Boston area.
Oh, one of those.
I'm one of those.
Yes. Okay. My family, some was...
I'm an implant.
You're an implant. My family's from Worcester, so they don't say Worcester, they say Worcester.
Worcester.
Or you can say Worcester.
That's what I said when I first got here.
Worcester?
Yeah, because
I'm from
That's
upstate
why we know
New York.
How to say Worcestershire.
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 Yeah.
It's easy for us. Worcestershire.
We don't have, you know, I know we always say we don't have an accent, and people say, yes, you do, but most people speak like we do in Berkshire County. You know, like on the news or in movies.
Oh,
you don't hear people
that.
Say park in the car.
That doesn't mean you're right or normal.
I'm not normal.
They're told to do it that way.
That's right. They told you to.
Yeah. You just get trained that way.
There was a girl on Jeopardy last night who had excellent, excellent diction.
Really?
Oh, yes. I could have listened to her all day.
I missed that.
Very. Oh, it was good.
I wish I had heard it.
Do you?
I talked to a guy from my phone company the other day, and he kept on saying, it will automatically, it will automatically, and all I could think of was the caterpillar on Alice in Wonderland. Exactly. And I kept thinking, oh God, he's a caterpillar. Oh God,
that's
I'm talking to a caterpillar.
Funny. That
automatically.
Is funny.
I can't even see it. Automatically.
Automatically.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. That's your deal. Okay. Hair of the dog.
Who?
I will do Hair of the Dog after you do holidays.
I will do holidays. So, today, hopefully today, if this is all right, because you know we record, we are not live. So if I say today and it's not today, don't come down on us. Don't send us hate mail. So April 25th is DNA Day. We may have talked about this, but I try to overlap.
Is what now?
DNA Day.
DNA Day.
So that you can remember
DNA.
This yeah. stuff. And the 26th is World Pretzel Day. And remember we talked about the Richter Scale Day because I said Richter. Right. Of course, you'll never let me forget that. And many other mispronunciations that I've done in the past 10 years or whatever.
But it's okay.
April 27th is Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day, the 29th, Astronomy Day. Then we have Zipper Day on that day. The 30th, we have Honesty Day. The 1st of May is Batman Day. And then, following in the same suit, the 4th is Star Wars Day.
Oh, hell.
May 5th is No Pants Day.
Wait a minute. Inside or outside?
No pants.
Is that a Sunday?
That's... I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
We go to church together, so that wouldn't
be
good.
It depends on the...
No pants day on a Sunday would not
oh,
be good.
Oh, I thought you said new pants.
No pants.
Oh, I thought you said no.
No. That's why I asked her if they were outside no. pants or
oh,
inside.
Oh,
okay.
It's also Space Day. The 6th is Herb Day, which, by the way, we're having a movie at our church called Walking with Herb.
It's I almost so married a Herb.
Funny.
Walking with Herb.
It's a guy. It's very funny.
Yeah, I almost married one.
A Herb?
Yeah.
You were engaged to a Herb?
Yeah.
A rosemary, parsley, rosemary time.
Ha, ha. I am really glad that Herb didn't
yeah.
flower.
Okay. The 6th is also Free Comic Book Day, and it's also Beverage Day. The 9th of May is Europe Day. And there you have it. Oh,
what
you can also
do
on the,
on Europe
the 9th,
Day?
You can also do Lost Sock Memorial Day. That's hysterical. So May 9th is Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Make your own puppet.
We could have
How
a celebration of
have
life.
Two people that live in a home and lose socks.
Hey, there's the other world. You're going to find it one day after you're gone.
I think they turn into lint.
Do you?
I think it turns into lint in the dryer.
I think that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Because when you think about it, every time you dry clothes, you get all that lint. So why don't your clothes just disappear after a while?
Only one sock at a time.
One sock.
Totally heal.
Sock. We say sock.
That's fine.
Sock or sock.
Hair of the dog cures a hangover. These are old wives' tales that are either all true or all false.
What cures a hangover?
Hair of the dog?
Hair of the dog?
That means if you've been drinking beer all night and you got drunk on it, you take another
beer. You eat your dog?
No, you take another beer.
Oh, I thought you drank.
Hair of the dog?
Hair
yes.
of the dog. I thought that was you pulled the hair off the dog.
You've never heard that before?
Never.
No, I've never heard. What is hair
I'm
of the
older
dog?
Than both
I guess
of
it's
you.
A slang.
It is, yeah. Okay.
It's an idiom.
It's a long, long
it's
ago.
It's an idiom.
That's number one. That's number one. Number two, human urine heals jellyfish stinks. And the last one, the 5-second rule. Which of those is true and which is not?
They're all true or they're all false.
Yep. The 5-second rule?
Yep.
Is either true or false?
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the 5-second rule is?
Mm-hmm. When you drop something on the floor?
Yep.
Hair of the dog. I'm just looking in this book that I have. It's idioms. Hair of the dog. I want to see if it's in here. It's not.
Well, so, that doesn't make any sense.
It's not in here. So I think I know the answers.
Okay.
I think I know if they're true or false.
Okay.
We'll find out. We are going to repeat those at the top of the second half of our show. Mm-hmm. So today is another buffet day, and it fits right in with having Mary here because we're all going to be talking about all different kinds of stuff like on a buffet. Why do you look confused?
Because when you said buffet, I was looking for the food.
I know.
Don't do that to me.
I love buffets.
But she did bring me a treat.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I made it fresh this morning.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich, and it's gone already.
Cut at a diagonal.
Why?
Peanut butter and jelly has to be cut at a diagonal. Egg salad gets cut in half.
Why?
Because it's just the way my head works. Her mother did it that way. Yeah. And if you have grape jelly on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you have to let it sit so that the grape jelly soaks up into the bread. And at the edge of the bread, at the cut line, you get a grape blob.
I just eat it out of the jar.
On the bread. Remember the jar that was peanut butter and jelly mixed together?
Oh, that was horrible.
That was awful.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, that did not work.
No, the ratio has to be, my ratio has to be right.
Yes. It looked pretty in the jar. It looked pretty in the jar, yeah. But it was terrible.
Yes, you should just leave it in the jar and use it for decorating at Christmas time.
Decorate.
You know, put a bow on it, somewhere. I have lots of things. I have movie stuff. I have my idioms book.
I want to hear some idioms.
You want to hear some idioms? Okay. Head over heels in love.
Yep.
Where did that come from? Well, I just happen to know. He fell head over heels in love with his piano teacher. Now, they're both adults. Yes.
I'm glad you said piano really fast.
Piano teacher.
I'm glad too.
The meaning is you are helplessly and hopelessly in love, completely in love with your piano teacher.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, not necessarily your piano teacher. It can be anyone.
It can be, yeah.
Any teacher.
So this expression goes back to the ancient Romans and means that being in love with someone makes one's emotions topsy-turvy. You know, you get that butterfly in your stomach thing.
I like that.
Upside down kind of feeling. For nearly 500 years, it was heels over head.
Why did they change
in
it?
In love. Ah, you ask. Then the saying grew to suggest that being in love is somewhat like a somersault.
That's what I was going to say, a somersault.
Head over heels in love.
Heels over head would be a backflip.
That would be. That would be really in love.
That would be really stupid. No,
that would be like crazy in love to do a backflip, right?
Aren't you crazy
since
you're in love?
I never learned how to do one. So
no. I never. Could you guys do the splits?
Heck no.
No.
I couldn't either.
No.
Could you do?
No.
I don't stretch that much.
No.
When I used to go to gym, to exercise class, when we wore leg warmers and leotards,
yeah.
And girls would sit down and you'd spread your legs and put your head down on the floor.
No.
I couldn't get my head on the floor.
No.
I don't think I've ever tried that.
Yeah, well, it's
maybe now's my
It's
time.
Overrated. You think?
Wait a minute.
Oh, she's kidding. It's definitely overrated.
Okay.
Yeah, all those girls that could do that back then, I bet they can't do that now.
I'll bet they can't.
Hopefully not.
All right.
We hope they can't.
Okay. I have a whole bunch of facts.
Oh, good.
Sometimes it takes me all day to get nothing done.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
I've had that happen.
I have so many days like that.
I have had that happen.
Which, even better, I like what goes along with that. It's like, I'm not going to do anything today because I started doing it yesterday, but I didn't finish.
Yeah. Did you just make that up?
No.
I can't find it on the list. Okay.
Do you ever have the day go by and you think, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and you get sidetracked, and then you look and it's like 4 o'clock and you say, oh, well,
How's the day?
The day's gone.
Have a
day's gone.
The day's gone.
Good night.
You would be happy, though. Yesterday, I was out in the yard. I was planting. I got some pansies.
Really?
And I thought of our pot thing, but I can't get it.
Our pot thing? Did you plant pot?
I didn't plant pot.
Tell her.
So here we go. So all of you who have heard this before, it's okay to hear it again and again because it'll stick in your head and you'll try it. So what you do, Mary, while Bev takes off her earphones and goes down the hall for a coffee, headphones. You are planting and you dig a hole and you put an empty pot in the hole. You pack it all in, and the pot is in the hole with the open part up. And yes. Then you take another pot, the exact same pot, with your flowers in it. You slide that into the pot that's in the ground.
You're putting a pot in a pot?
Yes, because later, should you want to change that flower, you just lift the pot out of the pot, take another pot, put it inside the pot that's in the ground. And I thought that was brilliant. She
makes no sense at all.
So what I did yesterday was the other thing that we may have talked about in the past, and that was you dig your hole, you put a pot in the hole, you pack it all in, tight and tight and tight, and you slide the pot out, and then you take your plant and you mm-hmm. take it out of the pot mm-hmm. and you slip it right into the hole. It fits
That's
perfectly.
A good idea. That's just, a good idea.
And you just pack it around.
Yeah. But otherwise, you're destroying the roots of the
plant. I know. I do have to do daffodils some way so that the moles or the voles don't move my bulbs around.
Get a dog.
Maybe. I have to do something. If anybody has any ideas, I planted them in a circle, these daffodils. And now they've come up, and they're all over the landscaping.
Cayenne pepper.
On top, inside, in the ground, around the plants.
Mothballs.
Around the plants.
Mothballs. I don't like the smell of mothballs.
I know, they smell all over your yard, but anyway, all over your yard.
So I thought about, you know, a wire basket. Put all the bulbs in a wire basket somehow.
They'll get through that.
Or put them in a pot.
In a pot.
On we go.
All right. I don't mind coming to work, but this 8-hour wait to go home is ridiculous.
There was a comedian. pure comedy on Sirius XM. And this guy's talking about how he goes into work at 5. He likes it because he gets out at 2. So he went in at 5, and it was 12. And the boss came and said, "You need to stay till 5. And he said, "No, I came in at 5. I leave at 2. And he said, "Well, you have to stay until 5. And he said, "No, I leave at 2. My shift is 5 to 2. And they said, "Well, if you don't stay till 5, you're going to get fired." And he said, "Okay, well, then why would I stay till 2 if I know if I don't stay till 5, I'm going to get fired?" So he left at 12. So he went home, and somebody said to him, "Well, what are you doing home so early?" And he said, "Well, I got fired. Kind of. I'm actually going to get fired at 5. So I actually still have a job until 2.
I like great. Stuff like that.
Oh, that was great.
That's great.
Yeah.
My job is top secret. Even I don't know what I'm doing.
Every day.
Every day. Uh-huh,
every day. Uh-huh, every day. Uh-huh. What else do you have there, my little peanut butter mayo girl? We got to think of a name for you.
I have selective hearing. Sorry, you weren't selective today.
That's right.
You have those on a little notepad. Did you write them down? She did. Is that cursive? You've written all in cursive. Do you know if anyone finds that, they're not going to be able to read it?
That's too bad. I made a huge to-do list today. I just can't figure out who's going to do it. Let's see. All right. God promised. This is for you. God promised, well, you too, that good, obedient wives could be found in all corners of the world. Then he made it round and laughed.
Laughed. I'd like that.
You have to do that at Bible study.
Good.
That's a good one to do.
That's a really
Will you remember
good
that?
One. I will. Oh, I will.
So, here's another idiom. Heavens to Betsy. Now, for those of you who have never heard that, that's something that they said a lot back in the day.
Mm-hmm,
heavens to Betsy.
Berries are good.
So, a 100-year-old woman just flew a plane by herself from New York to California. Heavens to Betsy.
Was that her name?
I don't know.
Oh.
So, the origin is the expression is a real mystery. We know what it means, and we think it originated in the United States in the late 1890s, but nobody today is 100% certain where it came from. Why heavens? Who's Betsy? Even the word expert who titled this book is curious.
Nobody knows. Curious sayings,
heavens to Betsy, couldn't name the source.
Huh.
And it's an expression of astonishment, amazement, and disbelief. So
I'm
that would
look
be
it up.
Very cool to have a news program, get a news reporter to go out and try to find Betsy. Who the heck was Betsy? Heavens,
I have
a Betsy.
Cousin-in-law Betsy. Maybe I'll ask,
ask her
if she was busy.
Maybe
that
she
day.
Knows. Yeah.
Wow.
I've never known a Betsy.
You've never known a Betsy?
I don't think I ever
I don't
have.
Think I've ever known a Betsy.
Have known
you
a
ever
Betty?
Known a Betsy?
I have a sister-in-law who's a Betsy.
Oh, that's right.
Who's
you
a
just
Betsy?
Said that.
Cousin-in-law, whatever.
Oh,
a Betsy.
Yeah.
Ask.
Her name is Betsy. It's Betsy. Not Elizabeth. It's Betsy. She and I have the same initials. BJS.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Because I was a Smith.
You were a Smith?
A Smith.
I was a Smith.
A Smith?
A Smith?
A Smith.
And I got all of the nicknames.
I have to say, you're speaking of Smith.
Smith?
You were a Smith. You were a
Smith.
Smith.
Smith?
Smith.
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 Schmidt. Huh? What?
Beverly Smith.
Yeah.
What was your father's name? John?
Kenneth.
Kenneth. Did you have any, like, Bill? Like, common Bill Smith?
No.
John Smith? No.
No.
Okay.
There was
I
Big
almost
Ken,
married.
Little Ken.
I almost married a Smith.
Yeah,
his name Smith.
You would have been one of millions.
You too with this almost married thing, huh?
That's only my third time.
Hmm.
How many times have you been engaged?
Here
engaged?
We go. Dun, dun, dun.
One, two.
Dun, 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 dun.
I think three dun, or four dun, times dun, I was dun, engaged.
Uh-huh.
Some were for like 5 minutes. Some were for
oh dear.
Some were for yeah. Well.
Make waves.
Anyway.
Make waves. Where do you think that came from? Make waves. I don't mean to the make waves, but I don't agree with my curfew. That's a statement.
The guy who fell off the boat?
You think?
Yeah, somebody that...
You think?
Almost drowned.
All right.
I could have done that.
It means trouble.
Mm-hmm.
To
mm-hmm.
upset matters.
Mm-hmm.
To create a disturbance.
Mm-hmm.
The 20th century American saying refers to keeping the waters still. If you want to sail peacefully on your sailboat or float calmly on a raft, and you don't want anybody making waves, this might rock the boat, even flip you over. So you say, why would you say make waves?
I don't want to make waves.
That's oh, I what don't want to make waves.
Come on, girl.
I know. I was looking at the title. It's related to rock the boat. Don't rock the boat.
Rock right, the boat. Right.
So it came from a boat, and now it's used everywhere, right?
Yes, it is.
If we're having an argument, somebody comes along and says, hey, you guys, don't rock the boat. Come on. Let's just move along.
That's a true one.
Yes,
yeah.
Move along.
I think we should just rock it and knock them all over and just end the argument.
Yeah.
Just,
you know why it's called a capsize, right?
Capsize.
Because when you turn the boat over, it's like a cap on your head.
Is that true?
I've heard.
That would make sense.
But why did it say capsize?
When you said turn over a boat, don't rock the boat because you turn it over, you capsize a boat.
You capsize the boat, which is upside down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My teacher told me not to worry about spelling because in the future there will be autocorrect, and for that I am eternally grapefruit.
Grapefruit?
Grapefruit.
Autocorrect is always wrong.
It is always wrong.
Oh my goodness. Now my phone allows me to edit my text messages. So if I write a text message and someone has the same type of phone that I have, or maybe because some phones it's not compatible with, I look at my text message and I'm seriously really surprised at what shows up when I think I've typed something. Sometimes I can't even understand how the word came in there, which is not anything close to what I thought I typed. I can edit the text.
Did you ever fight with autocorrect? I've done that.
Yes.
They. No, that's not right. You must put this in. And it's like, no, it's not what I want.
Yeah. We're being controlled. I'm going to go move and I'll be a cowboy. Speaking of biting your finger, you know how we talk like that? We bite our finger and we talk like we're below
jet? Yes.
There is a friend of mine who is absolutely a sweetheart, but she doesn't really know much about her phone. You're next. So we were talking the other day, and she said, I said to her, you know, I left you a voicemail. She said, I don't know how to retrieve my voicemails off my phone. I said, really? So I took her phone, and we went there, and she had 15 voicemail messages, and we went back to February 2nd, and it was me. And I said to her, this is February 2nd. And she starts laughing. I said, no wonder you didn't. And what I did was I just talked to her like this the whole time. I told her I wanted to come in and get a haircut, and I wanted her to cut only one hair. Just one hair. I don't want any more hairs in that cut. I'll come 4 or 5 times and get a haircut. And whoa, one more time. My name is Betty Lou Whipson. And we listened to that, and I said, see what you missed? Because you did not ask for help in February.
We're getting awfully loud.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
We're in a soundproof room.
That's okay, but our listeners are not. All right, okay. Can we just admit we may have taken this anyone can grow up to be president thing just a little bit too far?
You're being so quiet
today.
What am
I supposed to do? I'm just
listening. What do you have
just
there?
Just blurt in.
What's on your pages? I'm supposed to blurt? Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm just supposed to bring in. I didn't come to blurt.
Talk over us.
We're salad. You know, there's
I get in
pieces.
Trouble for talking over people. You know that. I'm trying not to rock
the boat.
I'm the only one that makes waves. I always get thrown back in the ocean. Okay. Okay.
just grab one. Don't,
oh, here's a good one. If you had to identify in one word the reason why the human race has not achieved and never will achieve its full potential, that word would be meetings.
I thought you were going to say stupid.
Meetings.
It's true.
Let's have a meeting.
Let's have a meeting.
Tomorrow. Oh, we didn't get this done. Oh, next week we'll have another meeting.
Have a meeting.
It's like committees.
Yes. Committees and meetings.
Yes, they all should be committed.
Yes. Yes. Do you know that there's millions of tennis balls in landfills?
No, I did
well,
not
there
know
are,
that.
There are millions of tennis balls in landfills.
Well, what would you do with a tennis ball if you had spare?
Well, let's see. If you have more tennis balls than your dog could ever fetch, you can mail your tennis balls to Recycle Balls.
This is getting dangerous.
This company strips the orbs from their felt and turns them into rubber crumb that pads tennis courts and playground surfaces.
That I've heard of.
So they take all the felt off and use the rubber part on the inside.
They take all the softness.
Truckloads of close to 20,000 tennis balls arrive at their Vermont. I'm not surprised it's Vermont.
Why?
Because Vermont is the kind of earthy, you know, save very the
earthy.
Planet kind
yeah.
of kind
Live
of place.
Free or
so
die.
It's cool.
Okay.
It goes to their Vermont offices. Each week, shipped from tennis clubs and individuals across the country. You'll need to stockpile at least 100 tennis balls before you can turn them in. So you
I
may
ain't
want
going to
pull,
no dump to get tennis.
Pull your resources with your
find
neighbors
a tennis player
or your local club.
Find a tennis
before
player
before shipping them to the recycler. The company asks for a $15 donation with every box.
Wait a minute, I got to pay them to
well,
take them?
Well, but if cost is a barrier, you can fill out a financial aid form.
Oh, please.
That's a little bizarre.
A little?
That's a little bit bizarre.
You know what
you're
I did
paying
with
to mail them.
We had tennis balls this winter. We had to get some. So we have a friend that plays tennis. He got us some. And we put them on the poles that you put in your driveway so the snow plow doesn't hit them. We put them on the top so the snow plow could see. And then we never had our, it never snowed,
right,
so we never used them. But
that's
so
a
we
real good
them
idea.
Yeah.
Put them on the top.
Aren't they the kind that you can hang from your garage wall, too?
I have them. I have one hanging from the center of the garage, so when I pull in the garage, it touches my windshield, and I know that's where I'm supposed to stop.
I have a
yes
wonderful garage. I love
yes
my garage, but I can't get into it.
I had a garage like
is
that.
Is it full
I
of
had
tennis
one
balls?
Like that.
It's packed with stuff?
Mm-hmm. And it's not my stuff.
Oh, are you renting it
oh
out
I
to
I had
someone
one of those.
Oh, it's oh so I just caught that. It's not your stuff.
Not mine personally,
so does
no
the person who's storing the stuff in there know what's in there?
Sort of.
Does that person go in often and
no
get the stuff?
Mm-hmm. No.
So that means that if you got rid of the stuff, maybe that person wouldn't even know?
I tried that.
I don't think you should continue the conversation.
No.
I can, because she has the same look on her face that I'm going to have on mine soon if it continues.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay guilty of doing okay that sometimes. I'll toss something and I'll think it's not noticed, and then time will go by and it'll be, hey, where's that blah, blah, blah? And I'll, oh, I didn't think you needed that. Really? Because Mark is a little discombobulated in his workshop area, but he does know where every single thing is.
Well, Greg does not. He likes to walk in the house and lay it down and then forgets about it.
Yeah. And then where like, does it, then it goes in the garage?
No, because then I hide it.
You do?
I every once in a while will hide
does
things.
Does Greg listen to the show?
Not really.
Mark? Mark does. He might tell him.
Mark, if you tell him, so help me. I visited my doctor today. He said my sugar was a little high, so I went home and put it on a lower shelf.
That was good. That's good. If you can't be kind, at least be vague.
I like that.
I
think that
at least
actually
be
got
vague
some truth to it.
There,
there's
a lot of truth to it.
Mind your P's and Q's. Anybody have a guess? What does mind your P's and Q's? Well, we know what it means. Mind your business, right?
Yeah, but what does the P stand for?
Well, the term was beginning to be used in the 1600s. And by the late 1700s, it was very popular. The letters P and Q can often be confused.
Oh, because of the way that the bottom goes?
So children learning
to read. I
thought that
was a G and P, and or G and Q.
A G and Q?
The bottom, when you write them. One goes one way, the other goes the other.
Right, but for children.
Okay.
It's confusing.
I'm children.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I can pretend.
Printers selecting that type have to be careful with these letters. Another possibility comes from an old English pub where the list of the pints, the P's for pints, and the Q's for quarts.
Oh.
A drinker consumed one of those. And they were written on a blackboard, and then they were paid for later. So that kind of makes sense. You're going to either drink a pint or you're going to drink a quart. They would make a list on a chalkboard.
What's that got to do with manners?
Well, mind your P's and Q's. So make sure you're paying for the pint or the quart, or make sure you're charging for the pint or the quart.
That kind of
makes sense. Here's another one.
So that means a pint or a quart are P's and Q's?
Well, that's one of them to make sure you keep track of what the drinker is being
drinking,
is consuming, so they write it on a blackboard.
Oh.
Finally, there's something that says PEDS and Q's. P-I-E-D-S and Q-U-E-U-E-S. So PEDS and CUTES.
What's a peed?
Dance steps.
Juice is a line, isn't it?
Well, it says here there's dance steps that a French dancing instructor would teach his students to perform with care.
Leave it to the French.
Yeah, so it'd be you're dancing and he's saying,
so vague.
Mind your business.
Because they can't be kind.
What exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
And we're back. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And we've got Mary Hood here today, and we are stuffed.
I can't help but think when you say your name that there's Hood ice cream or milk around here somewhere.
I didn't bring any with me. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's the ice cream.
I can't do the milk anyway, so.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Chocolate.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Butterscotch.
Vanilla?
Vanilla.
Oh, butterscotch?
Yes.
Mine's chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that out of the way. This is our show called Stuff, and we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30 WTBR 89.7, and we're talking about lots of
stuff.
And we have all of this is true or all of this is false.
Yep. Hang. Now, I've got to stop doing that because people are going to get offended. Hair of the dog cures a hangover. Human urine heals jellyfish stings or the five-second rule.
All right. They're either all true or they're all false. Mm-hmm. No cheating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can email us anytime, you know.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we will answer your emails. We get loads of emails, so forgive us if we haven't answered them, but we will try to answer them.
Emily, I'm sorry.
Take your suggestions. Tony, you know, we love you. Thank you for listening. And
Curtis.
Rock. I couldn't believe it when Rock, first thing I thought of was Rock Hudson, but lots of people don't even know who Rock Hudson is. But
Rock was.
Yep. And then Ricky and Mary, we're just really happy that you're all listening and we love you. And Patty and Marie and Nan and Mark.
If you want to if you want to donate.
Oh, yeah, we'll take a love offering. Yeah. Love offerings are definitely accepted. We will take a love offering anytime you would like to drop one by.
Good wishes, prayers.
Hey, you know, there's things in movies that we didn't know about.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things there in movies.
Like The Godfather.
There's a lot of movies I don't know about.
Like The Godfather.
What about Godfather?
The cat held by Marlon Brando. Remember my stuffed his face?
Yeah.
In the opening scene was a stray cat that Coppola.
Capella.
Capella? I don't think so.
No.
I think it was Coppola. What was his name? Something Ford Coppola?
Coppola.
He found this cat while on the lot at Paramount and was not originally called in for the script. The cat was not supposed to be there in the movie.
I love it.
So content was... content was the cat that its purring muffled some of Marlon Brando's dialogue, and as a result, most of his lines had to be looped. Because the cat.
I love it.
I'm glad they didn't kick the cat out or You know, I'm sorry.
Cats always get their way.
Yes, this is true. They do.
They always get their way.
This is true.
I had a thought, but unfortunately I had a second thought. They ricocheted off each other, and I can't find either one anymore.
That sounds like my brain.
It's poor Mark. This morning we were in the kitchen and we were talking, and then all of a sudden he left the kitchen to go into the bathroom to fix the towel rack. And I was annoyed because I thought I was right in the middle of a conversation. He just walked away. So I waited until he got back so I could continue, and I forgot what I was talking about. Completely. And I looked at him and said, what was I talking about? And of course he said, I don't know.
He had gone.
It's torture. All right. Mary, you look like you're looking at something that you're going to read.
Oh.
No, you
No, I wasn't writing on that cursive page, too.
Yeah. You cursive people. It's wonderful. I love it. I curse people?
No, I don't. I never.
You better not.
I don't.
Okay, good. Sometimes.
She looks like she's going to cry.
She's going to.
Externally, sometimes I do, but it's not what I'm thinking inside.
Right. Or inside, you're cursing
and
them.
And it's not what I'm saying outside. No, so you can't tell. It's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. You got one?
Yes, I do. Everybody knows how to raise children, except the people who have them.
We need to take lessons. There should be a license you have to get.
And we have to shut up the people who don't have
them. And they have to have children.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They cannot be...
adults.
Infants.
Well, no, we hope...
You can't be.
We hope they're adults and parents, I mean, but...
children.
There are a lot of children who are parents.
This is true. Oh, yes, this is so true.
Usually your children
are parents who are children. And there are a lot of parents who are children, but
okay.
Yes.
I'm not advocating that women are smarter than men, but it's kind of ironic that there are so few women serial killers and so many unsolved murders.
Oh, this goes along with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I have to find it. It's on this page. Always accept who you are, unless you're a serial killer.
Mm.
Well, true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That can actually apply to a lot of things.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of things.
I'm a serial killer.
Yes.
Slugs.
What brand?
Slugs.
Cheerios.
Slugs?
I like to kill slugs.
With cereal?
Oh, slugs.
Oh. How did cereal get into this?
You said
it's a serial killer. You said you were a serial killer.
Oh my God.
Remember the cornflakes that had the freeze-dried strawberries in them?
No.
And you put the milk on it and the freeze-dried strawberries would turn into a mush.
Gross.
Remember that? That was a serial killer.
Special K had it, too.
Special K had the dried strawberries.
They're dried fruit that turns mushy.
It kills cereal.
It does kill cereal.
It's like fruitcake. The fruit kills
Leave that alone. Leave it alone. Just
don't go there.
Go to another subject.
Disgusting. Forrest Gump. Tom Hanks was not paid to do that movie.
What?
Instead, he took percentage points, which ultimately netted him in the region of, are you ready?
Whoa.
$40 million.
Yeah.
So he opted for percentage points. Because he knew that was going to be a big
one. I don't even know what those are.
I don't either.
But
is that like a royalty
good.
Or something? Is that like a royalty that you get?
Or you get a percentage of what the movie grosses.
Ooh.
And I think he knew the movie would gross big. So rather than get paid, he took the points, and it's a percentage of what... He's such a good actor.
He is. He's Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They make a pair.
Anything.
Yeah. Yep.
They can just play anything. Yeah. Love it.
When I dunk my cookies into my milk, I think of you and hold them under until I see the bubbles stop.
Oh, that's a cookie killer.
That has to be the way you said it. That was so perfect. So it's funny because on my sheet here it says that the next movie to talk about is Titanic. but there's nothing here. It's just blank. And I wonder if that's a sign, like a, there's nothing because the ship.
I've never watched that movie.
Went down. Really?
I mean, I know what happens, but I don't really care.
It's a good movie. The special effects are really good.
But it's not true.
You know, well, they don't really know, right? They know they don't know a lot of what happened on the boat.
So they make up a lot of stuff.
They make up stuff.
And they sing.
So there's a story, and they sing. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, here's a good one. It must be around 40 when you're over the hill. I don't even know what that means and why it's a bad thing. When I go hiking and I get over the hill, that means I'm past the hard part and there's a snack in my future. That's a good thing as far as I'm concerned.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Ladies, if your relationship fails, don't just blame him. It takes two to win and ruin a relationship. Blame him and his mom.
His mom. Don't forget the mom.
Over the hill. A 92-year-old man finished the marathon and proved he wasn't over the hill yet. The meaning is that you're past your prime. And it came, and it says you're unable to function as you used to. It's so depressing. So it says here.
Pick on the old people, why don't you?
Since at least the middle of the 20th century, writers have made comparisons between living your life and climbing a hill or a mountain, which really coincides with what you read, Mary. When you're young and full of energy, you climb up the hill and you head for the top. After that, as you come upon middle age and old age, your body slows down, so you go down the hill slow, no longer able to do all the things you could do before.
Unless you fall and trip and roll.
You're over the top of the hill. But old-timers say, I'd rather be over the hill than...
Under it.
Uh-huh.
Under
you
it.
Got it.
My wife asked me if I'd seen the dog bowl. I said, I didn't know he could.
Saw that one.
You saw that one coming.
Oh. As you get older, three things happen. The first is your memory goes, I don't remember the other two.
Schindler's List, everybody.
Bring out your tissues.
Bring out your tissues.
I'm going to cry right now.
I think it's over a three-hour movie.
You can't stop watching it.
He's amazing in it.
Oh,
I do know that they took camera shots of him to make him look even taller.
Really?
Yes, it's kind of like a Hitchcock trick.
Ah.
To gather costumes for 20,000 extras, the costume designer took out advertisements seeking clothes. As economic conditions were poor in Poland, many people were eager to sell clothing they still owned from the 1930s and the 1940s.
Wow.
The movie, 70 to 80 minutes long, and became a starring point for narrative movies. So I thought it was 3 hours long, but that's a long movie.
Yeah,
and
but it's good.
Very good movie. Hard to watch.
Very.
Hard to watch.
What was the name of it?
Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah. Not for entertainment.
No.
Hard to watch.
No.
But
no.
He was so in that pivotal moment. Oh my gosh, when he took off that ring. That was amazing.
I'll cry.
I know.
What if they close all the grocery stores and we have to hunt for our food? I don't even know where little Debbie lives.
Little Debbie. She's still. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my friend in Tennessee that I talk about a lot.
She's probably with Betsy.
Little Debbie's with Betsy.
good one.
My friend, LaVon, who was here. She was a guest.
She's in Tennessee.
And she worked for Little Debbie when she was younger. And she would inspect the cookies and put the cookies in the little boxes and wrap them in whatever. And Little Debbie's is still alive and well in the supermarkets.
Yep.
Remember, they were inexpensive.
But they were bad for you.
They were. But I like Little Debbie's. I do.
Betsy's going to tell on you.
Did anybody here ever watch The Chronicles of Narnia?
Of course.
Yes. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yep. Yes.
George Henley's reaction to Mr. Tumnus?
I forgot the
lamppost scene.
Oh, with the lamppost.
It says it's genuine. She had not seen her castmate, James McAvoy, in his costume before the scene was filmed. So her screams and reactions were real.
Oh.
George's first reaction to the snowy world of Georgie's first reaction to the snowy world of Narnia is also genuine. She was carried into the set blindfolded to make her first entrance, and her wide-eyed, delighted reactions to it are entirely all her own.
I love it. I love it.
That's amazing.
Isn't
that
cool?
That's
wow. And that was an amazing scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. My son asked me, where does poo come from? I was a little uncomfortable, but I gave him an honest explanation. He looked a little perplexed and stared at me in stunned silence for a few seconds, then asked, "And Tigger?" It's proud to be a parent.
I like Tigger. You like Tigger.
I like Tigger. I like Pooh.
I love Tigger. I love.
Was Tigger the little guy that I gave you? Was it Tigger?
No, Eeyore.
Eeyore is my favorite.
I have the best Eeyore possible. This Eeyore. Woman, we walked out to the parking lot when the show was over, and she pulled out this bag. And he was in it, and it was like, I got an Eeyore.
She was so happy. I like Tigger because I'm a Tigger.
You are.
I'm a Tigger.
Yeah, not me.
I can be an Eeyore.
Can you do the voice?
Eeyore talk like that?
I can't do the voice.
No, my voice. He just says, I'm really tired.
Who says that?
Eeyore.
That's all he says?
I lost my tail.
I didn't even know he talked.
He was a very, very sad guy.
He was sad.
Yeah.
That's why you like him?
He was always losing his tail.
He's cute. He is cute. Your little stuffed animal is very cute.
All right.
People can't drive you crazy if you don't give them the keys.
Amen to that. Walk away.
She said that good. That
Say no and go.
Yeah.
Walk away.
Hair of the dog. We are done. Hair of the dog. Human urine heals jellyfish stings or 5-second rule.
I think they're all true. What do you think, Mayor?
I think they're all false.
Hmm. Only one of you is right.
That's true. That is true.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mary.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I think they're all false.
There's nothing wrong with a good brunch, Bloody Mary, but don't fool yourself. That morning after drink just delays the inevitable. The idea of the hair of the dog cures a hangover first appeared in print in 1546, according to Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, but it's never been true. The only cure for a hangover is waiting it out. Human urine heals jellyfish stings. If you or one of your loved ones get stung by a jellyfish, don't pee
on them.
Most mythical healing technique. Peeing on a jellyfish sting won't make it better. Instead, the Mayo Clinic recommends removing the stinger with fine-tip tweezers and soaking the affected area in hot water or taking a hot shower for 20 to 45 minutes.
How do you bring tweezers to the beach? Who brings tweezers?
You're going to from now on. Just in case.
My sister would have tweezers. She has everything in her pocketbook. She'll get a cute little pocketbook, and next thing you know, it's either all stretched out
or
she's got another bag that she carries because she's got everything, which is awesome. Because if you need something,
I don't want to be that responsible.
I don't know.
That's a lot of work.
Well, it's good, though, to have somebody. I don't want to carry it all, but...
A 5-second rule.
I do the 5-second rule.
You drop a piece of... Okay. Scientists from Rutgers University found that bacteria transfers to food starting immediately. How much depends on the type of flooring and food involved, but it's best not to eat anything that hit the ground.
Well, what if you're somewhere and the floor looks clean?
Looks clean?
What if you're on the road? What if you're in the forest and you drop it and it's on grass?
What if you're by the commode?
What if you're outside and you drop it on your grass, I would pick it up and eat it.
There's bugs in your grass.
Well, what if you dropped something really yummy like a crab leg? And you're not going to forfeit a crab leg.
Yes, I can.
Because it might have a germ on it.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I'd eat if it was 15 seconds, I'd pick it up and eat it.
Yeah.
If I was hungry enough, I would.
I actually bought some crab legs, $7.99 a pound, about 2 pounds.
I'm gonna eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Just wipe it off. Wipe it off.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't go to lunch with you guys anymore.
No. Do they? They don't serve food on the floor.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.